I invite you to stand and turn and face the light as it comes into our midst. It is in this turning or reorienting ourselves toward the holy that will characterize our season of Lent. What we pay attention to is what we are formed by. So let us begin this season of listening, of hearing that still, small voice, and finding our own true selves. Please be seated. Morning again. As I said, we're going to do things a little differently through Lent. It's fun and interesting and a learning experience to try new things and see how it feels. And the quiet might feel good or weird or awkward or all those things all in one at once. But we're going to give it a shot through Lent. So I just wanted to say good morning. I'm honored to say that I am the pastor here. I'm Pastor Alicia Wood, and I'd like to say welcome to all of you here. Before we continue, we just have a few logistical things to go through. One is that if you are in need of a restroom, there are restrooms through both of these doors and kind of in that way. And then if you go out and down the stairs in the lobby or narthex is another place to find restrooms. There is child care that is, again, through this door over here, and it is available for infant through age kindergarten. And if you can't find it, please just find an usher. The ushers are usually in the back there, and they can help you find child care if you'd like to use that. We have a safe sanctuary policy, so if your child needs to leave the sanctuary for whatever reason, we ask that you accompany them. And the last thing is you have a yellow piece of paper in your pew, and it has a funny-looking square on it. One of those squares is for the full order of worship. If you would like to see everything that's said and done in worship, you can use your smartphone and click on that QR code and see all that. And the other thing that's there is Give UUMC. So later on, if you want to make a donation, again, you can click on that and make a donation right through the website. All right, if there's any questions beyond that, please know that the ushers are in the back and are very happy to help in any way. Sometimes we just need to get away in order to hear from that still, small voice within. This quiet voice is an attribute to the holy living God. Elijah found out when he retreated into the cave where he expected to experience God in strong winds, earthquake, and fire. What is your cave? What place, perhaps a path, or a park, or a rocking chair, or a shoreline, is your cave? What practice, such as walking or journaling or reading or making art, brings you closer to God? What helps you get quiet enough for long enough so that you can hear past the chaos and into the depths of your life? This Lent, we will quiet things down and heighten our attention to the still small voice of God and our own true self. Listening through prayer as well as meditation on sacred text is an ancient Lenten practice, and we will be using that as well. So, let us come and rest. Come and listen.
Come and rest, come and listen. There's a wisdom deep within that calls us closer. Come and rest, come and listen. There's a wisdom that thus calls us closer.
You are invited to sit quietly in the silence without any expectation of what you ought to be thinking. Don't worry about sounds from children or sounds from coughs or bumps or thumps. Simply let them float into and out of your attention. Let us rest in silence. Good morning. My name is Beth Drew, and I'm the liturgist today, and I'm very pleased to see you all here and pleased to be with you. Please remain seated and join with me in the call to worship. For that which then I thought was right, for that which now I regret, for that which in coming times, I know not what to do. Come and rest. Come and listen. Know that grace, forgiveness, and guidance are available to you at each and every moment that we turn to receive them. Stillness and quiet are often in short supply in these often chaotic times. You are now invited, I invite you, to stand and join with me in our opening hymn, Come and Find the Quiet Center, and you'll find the words displayed on the screen. So please stand.
Come and find the quiet center in the crowded life we lead. Find the room for hope to enter. Find the frame where we are freed. Clear the chaos and the clutter. Clear our eyes that we can see all the things that really are.
at peace and simply be. Silence is a friend who claims us, cools the heat and slows the pace. God it is who speaks and names us, knows our being, touches face, making space within our thinking, lifting shades to show the sun, raising courage when we're shrinking, finding scope for faith begun. In the Spirit, let us travel, open to each other's pain. Let our loves and fears unravel, celebrate the space we gain. There's a place for deepest dreaming, there's a time for heart to care. In the Spirit's lively scheming, there is always room to spare.
Please remain standing and take a moment to share the deep peace of Christ with your neighbors, because each time we reach out to people, we give, we share, we love, and we also receive. So take a moment to greet the people around you.
Let us welcome the children. Will the children please come forward and join me if you would like? And we're going to come sit on this side. Let's sing them in.
Our God is an awesome God that reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. God reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God.
Of you today. Good morning. So I'm going to sit here. So if you can't see me, you might want to turn so you can see me. I'm going to get out of the tree here. All right. So we are going to be talking about listening and prayer a lot in Lent. And so I know that all of you probably have some things that you pray about and that you might want to let go or give up to God. Is there anything that you might be, maybe you're sad about something or you're frustrated about something? Is there anything that someone here would feel comfortable about talking about? Okay, I forgot to get my microphone again. Hang on, Eric. Thank you.
I'm happy to see my mom.
Oh, you're happy you're going to see your mom, yes. She's coming back from a trip, right?
No, we're going to the trip.
Oh, you're going on the trip. Oh, okay. Nice, huh? Oh, wow. Well, that's a lot of emotions as well. Yeah. Anything else? Yes. Ooh. Yes.
I'm happy we are taking a break to school.
Oh, I bet you are. A break from school. Okay. Is there anything else that you are praying about or praying for? Something that maybe is another happy thing or a sad thing or something that it's frustrating. You probably are all just worry-free because you're off of school for a week, right? All right. So I have some bubbles here. Has anyone ever blown bubbles?
Yeah.
Okay, good. So you can take one and pass it. Okay?
Can we pass them?
Yes, but you can only blow them here, and then you'll have to wait for permission from whoever brought you for them after that. So you can, if you can open it on your own, let me know. Or if you can't, let me know, I should say, and I'll help you. Okay? So don't blow a bubble yet. We're going to all do it together. Whoop. All right, here we go. You need help? Does anyone need help opening it? So you want to open it up, and then you hold one hand with this and one hand with that. You got it? Anyone else need help? All right, so it looks like you already know what to do. So what I want to do is blow our prayers up to God, okay? We're going to blow them out to God. So are you dipping yet? All right, we'll dip, and then we can blow the bubbles whenever you're ready. Go ahead. How's it going? We got some bubbles? We do have some bubbles. All right. How's it going over there? I see a few bubbles. All right. So blow them up so we can all see them, all right? Oh, that one didn't work. How are you doing, Jim? Mine aren't working anymore. All right. So we blew our prayers up to God. So let's do one more time, and then we're going to close it up. All right, put the top on. Put your top on. Now, you can take this home with you, but you can't blow more bubbles in church, okay? And wait for permission. Don't do it in the car unless you have permission. Okay? You got it? Anyone else need help putting it on? Okay, great. Thank you for that. Sometimes we need an outward expression of that inward feeling, that prayer or that conversation we want to have with God. And so bubbles are a great way to share that outward representation as to what's going on. Will you pray with me today? All right. Loving God, we thank you for the gift of children and all the joy and celebration that they bring to us. Please be with them so that they may know your love, whether they're having a day off of school, a week off of school, or they're moving. Be with them. And remind us that we can blow our prayers to you anytime we feel we need to. We pray this in your many names. Amen. So you can go sit with whoever brought you. Make yourself comfortable in that seat. And we will continue.
Each week during Lent, we will return to the tradition of reading a psalm responsively, and then we will have a second reading with a time of reflection. This week, we will be reading Psalm 5, verses 3 through 7. Lord, in the morning you hear my voice. In the morning I lay it all out before you. Because you aren't a God who enjoys wickedness. But me, I will enter your house because of your abundant, faithful love. Please join with the choir and me.
Listen to the still small voice. Listen to the still small voice. Listen to the still small voice. Listen, God is singing. God God is singing.
The scripture in this series will be done in an abridged Lectio Divina format, which means divine reading. We will hear the scripture read once, and then we will let that resonate for a bit with some music. Our anthem, sung by our choir, Hush, Somebody's Calling My Name. You may want to note what words or phrases popped out for you in this reading. Feel free to doodle on your reflection page, the lavender or purple that you found in your bulletin. When the anthem is over, we will hear the scripture read again, perhaps with a new vision.
In our scripture today, Elijah has slain all of the false prophets of Baal and is hiding in a cave from those who are seeking revenge. I will be reading from 1 Kings chapter 9, verses 11 and 12 in the New Revised Standard Version of the Bible. Elijah went into the cave and spent the night. God said, Go out and stand on the mountain before the Lord, for the Lord is about to pass by. Now, there was a great wind, so strong that it was splitting mountains and breaking rocks in pieces before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a sound of sheer silence.
Hush, hush, somebody's calling my name. Hush.
Creeping in my room.
God said, "Go out and stand before the Lord, for the Lord is about to pass by." Now, there was a great wind, so strong that it was splitting mountains and breaking rocks in pieces before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a sound of sheer silence.
Just as Elijah hid in the cave expecting to find God, what or where is your cave, your listening space? Where do you seek refuge and listen for God? Terry Hershey spoke with us about this a year ago. He called it sanctuary. He challenged us to find or create a sanctuary, to take time to recharge and listen for that still, small voice. For some of us, quiet time may not be easy. Other things may pop in our head as we are quiet and listen. Sometimes quiet can give rise to self-derived negative thoughts. If this happens, consciously breathe. Breathe in God's love and acceptance, and then breathe out any negative thoughts that may come. Do this over and over and over until you feel God's love. And know if this keeps coming up, it may be time to talk to God about these negative thoughts. It may be time to deal with them. Be sure to know this. God is with us as we deal with all things. Augustine, some say Saint Augustine, said, "The path to knowing God and the path to knowing yourself is one and the same." As we listen and get to know ourselves deeper, we get to know God more deeply. Elijah learned that the Lord was not in the wind, the earthquake, or the fire, but in the silence. I'd like to show you a short clip from the video study that we are hosting that helps us grow deeper as we work through this worship series called Listen. The video is set in a coffee house where folks come together to talk about a topic. Eric Elness is the MC or facilitator. And the guest speaker this week is Skyped in, and her name is Bishop Yvette Flunder. They will briefly be discussing the scripture from 1 Kings. So what they're discussing is in 1 Kings and how it's funny because the other video is working, but not this video. I'm trying really hard to be patient, but it's really hard. Okay, so in this video, and we'll hear it again if it actually gets going, they're talking about how this the earthquake and the fire and the wind are common ways in which we talk about, or scripture talks about, God coming to humanity. And so it's ironic that in this 1 Kings scripture that God is not in any of those things, but in the sheer silence. And then they go on to say that the Hebrew word used for this sheer silence in the Common English Bible, it says thin, period, quiet, period. That's how that's translated. But in Hebrew, this this word that is untranslatable to English is fallen powder. Quietly fallen powder. And so for central New Yorkers, we immediately think of snow, don't we? And so that snow that is coming down and came down last night, I have looked outside at the snow. I don't know if any of you have. And you don't even hear it. Have any of you experienced the snow and it just lightly falls down, but there's no sound? Yeah. And Eric Elness, the MC, says, it falls silently and hits the ground and lays to rest on the ground without making a sound, yet it acoustically changes everything. And so, if it changes everything, this reminds me of God. Because God is in the silence. But God acoustically changes everything. God, when we listen, and in the listening, we learn about ourselves and about this loving and accepting God. And then in the video that we could almost saw, Bishop Yvette Flunder goes on to talk about verse 16 in 1 Kings passage, which we didn't read today. So I'm going to read it, and I'm going to stumble through many of the names, just so you know, Angela. She said yesterday she stumbles through a lot of names in the Bible, as do I. So listen as clearly as possible to my stumbling. 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 16. Also you shall anoint Jehu, son of Nimshi, as king over Israel. And you shall anoint Elisha, son of Shaphat of Abel-Meholah, as prophet in your place. Did you catch that? As Elijah was listening, God said, I'm going to be replacing you, Elijah, with somebody else. Elijah was listening, and God said, things are about to change. Sometimes listening means we may need to be ready for change in ourselves. I've heard several people tell me stories of how when they least expected it, they became sick and needed to rest. Or they broke an arm or a leg and they needed to rest themselves. And in this forced resting, they heard that still small voice telling them a change was about to come, or gave them a clear answer to their lingering questions about the future. Listening may require stillness, but the clear message may be one of action. I've been struggling with the reality that another 17 people were killed in their local high school last week, and thousands of children and adults will live the rest of their lives with the trauma with emotional trauma as a part of their emotional DNA. I'm personally listening in my cave, in my listening space, for the way in which I must move forward and use my voice. So as we listen during our Lenten season, let us be ready for whatever may come. Maybe we as a church can be listening. Maybe this is a reminder that each of us may need to rediscover our listening spaces and find our caves in which we just need to listen for the sheer silence. During this season of Lent, we will be taking time to visit prayer stations. So during the next few minutes, we're basically going to have an extended silent prayer. We'll have an unguided time of prayer. What have you heard deep within you that you want to offer up to God? As the object of your prayer becomes clear to you, you can get up and visit one of the prayer stations to take an action that creates a physical representation or experience of your prayer desire. There are places among us to light a candle, which is over here, or to ring a chime, which is over in the back corner over there, and Tom Bull is going to be over there to help you if you need it, or back over this way behind this row of pews, there is dissolving paper and a bowl of water, and you can write what you'd like to give up to God on that paper and put it in the bowl and watch it disappear. You're not going to get to all of these today, so you're just going to want to pick one, and we'll be doing this throughout Lent, so know that it's okay if you go. If you don't get to them, you just get to one. You may also want to choose to stay seated and just be, just take in the silence. You may want to write on your journal sheet, a reflection, something that's on your heart or on your mind. Or you may just want to come forward and kneel at the communion rail over here. This is your prayer time, your appointment with God. We will take our time, so there's no need to rush. Now, this is an important logistical change. If you have a prayer request for someone, So for a person or places, I ask that you put it on your yellow slip that you normally do, on the prayer side, and you can bring this prayer up and set it in this basket and lay it at the cross, at the altar table. If you would prefer to remain seated, you can just raise it up, and our ushers are ready to collect them as well. These prayers will be read as a part of our worship when our quiet prayer time concludes. Okay, so the only other part of this is that I will ring this singing bowl at the end of our prayer time to bring us out of prayer and back to this space, and our choir will sing us back as well. So let us take a moment. And pause in this time of prayer, in this time of quiet prayer, to do whatever feels right for you today. call to listen, O God, we are mindful. In the search for wholeness, O God, we are hopeful. For the journey, O God, we are grateful.
As we remember the people and places that we have named, dear God, we seek your help in knowing how to respond to those needs. Let us join together in whatever way you're comfortable with people around you, speaking the prayer that Jesus taught in whatever way or language that you feel closest to God. Let us pray together. Creator God, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
You know, that prayer we just prayed is really a call to action, to bring in God's kingdom, to give bread, to forgive others, to do the right thing. And there's many ways that we can live out that call in the life of our church, and I'm here to share a few of those ways that we as Christians can continue our discipleship. Pastor Alicia mentioned the study groups during Lent. I was a part of one this morning that I found really interesting, the video study. So come join us at 9:30 on Sundays, back in just off the gathering room, or at 7 o'clock on Thursdays for the video study. You watch a little video, you stop and discuss, you watch a little bit more. There's also a second study, a book, Who is This Man? And it's happening at all the United Methodist churches around the city here at 12:30 on Fridays. 6 on Wednesdays, either at Irwin First, if you're near there, or Gethsemane, if you're near there, and at 1 Thursdays at St. Paul. So I encourage you, as we're talking about this time of listening and thinking, to be a part of one of those study groups. And the word that comes to my mind thinking about Thursday, and I don't know if this is a word that's familiar to you, but I learned it when I lived in England, and that is gobsmacked. Have you ever heard that word? When I walked into the gathering room on Wednesday night for the Ash Wednesday service, I was gobsmacked because it had been created, renewed into a wonderful new worship space. And that's the place where we'll be having Thursday night services now. It starts this week. So I really want to encourage you at 6 o'clock on Thursdays. Some of you know folks, or some of you yourselves have to work on Sundays, or need a little pick-me-up in the middle of the week. And so we're having what they call a soft opening on Thursday. So I wanted to highlight that. And Peter has something he wanted to share with us, a ways of putting our discipleship in action.
Thanks, Barbara. Last fall, when we signed the sanctuary resolution as a congregation, we had no idea there would be so many chances to support the rights of families and immigrants and refugees in our community. Well, here's one. I have a petition about the fact that a man named Rene Perez is now being detained in the Batavia Detention Center. And this is a way of supporting him and his family to get him back out. So if you want to see me after church in the gathering room, I'll be glad to tell you more. Thanks.
Thank you, Peter. And if you don't know the gathering room, you can get to out of either of these doors. So putting a church on the corner of East Genesee University and staffing it and heating it and all the many activities that you've heard about, it takes a little bit of financial resources. And we support that activity, and we support United Methodism and its work all around the world through our giving. If this is your first time here, and we do have some first-timers, we don't expect an offering from you. Please don't feel any obligation. But for the others, as the ushers come forward to collect the offering, if you have something to give, please do. And if you didn't bring your yellow slip up and put in as a prayer request, hopefully you filled that out with your name and some contact info, and you can just drop that right in the offering plate.
Thank you.
God's so good to me. God cares for me. God cares for them. God cares for you. God's so good to us.
Please remain standing and let us pray the unison of prayer of dedication together. Loving God, we call you by many names. You speak in many languages, and we each hear you in our own way. We make these gifts because we have heard your voice. Even in the chaos of our times, we hear your voice. Take these gifts, place your blessings upon them, and on the work that they support in the community and across the world. Amen. We can remain standing for our final hymn, The Voice of God is Calling. This is number 436 in your hymnal and, of course, displayed on the screen.
The voice of God is calling. It summons in our day. Isaiah heard in Zion, and we now hear God say, whom shall I send to comfort my people in their need? Whom shall I send to loosen the bonds of shame and grief? I hear my people crying in slum and mine and mill. No field or mart is silent, no city street is still. I see my people falling in darkness and despair. Whom shall I send to shatter the fetters which they bear? We need, O Lord, your summons and answer. Here are we. Send us upon your errand, let us your servants be. Our strength is dust and ashes, our years a passing hour, but you can use our weakness to magnify your power. From ease and plenty, save us from pride and place of self. Purge us of low desire, lift us to high resolve. Take us and make us whole. Teach us your will and way. Speak and behold, we answer. Command and we obey.
And now, as you move into the world, hold dear that which is happening on the outside and the inside. Love what comes across your path for what it will teach you. Cherish the struggle that stirs in your gut for how it will guide you. And know that all people carry within them the essence of the divine, a holy wisdom given at birth. Listen every day until we meet again. Get quiet enough to hear that still small voice and to find your own. And may the Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer be with you all. And all God's people say, Amen.